Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
.net/MHM.
He still believes the American dream. Till his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome in to another weekend of the National Defense. My name is Randy Miller. We do this show for one reason only. We do it for our active duty military, our veterans, and their families.
Yes!
We are coming to you right now from a wonderful place called Call Sign Brewing Company. And it's in North Kansas City. As a lot of you know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. Just picked up a station today in Asheville, North Carolina. So thank you so much. And,
all right, Asheville.
And welcome aboard. Yeah. This is a little thing that we used to do. I used to do a regular thing on a show called the Monday Morning Match Game, and it's pretty much like the regular match game. Like, I will say a word or a phrase, and then you try to match me, and if you match me, I'll give you $100. Okay, you want to start with Jennifer? Sure. All right.
There you go.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Also known as Pixie.
If this were my wife, this was happening too, there would be no homecoming.
Oh, trust me, I'm splitting the night. I already figured that out.
All right, so Jennifer, the way this works is I'm going to say a word or a phrase, and if you match me, I'll give you $100.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, it's pretty simple. Call blank.
Call fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were looking for call me a cab. I'm sorry. You want to try another one?
Sure.
All right.
In her defense, you did not say call blank, 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 blank.
Well, it's true. A-A blank. A-A blank.
R-P.
Pretty good. We were looking for AA with the monkeys. AA with the monkeys! All right, somebody else want to play? I mean, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. You got extremely close. Extremely close. And I also want to mention...
We have Ben here.
Oh, Ben. Yeah, Ben.
Ben. Oh, hey, Ben. What's going on?
Ben's here.
Ben is here.
Ben's good. You know what, Ben... I think you're
going to... Looks like Ben's got a pretty little pixie, too.
Yeah, that is a pretty little pixie.
Yeah.
All right. Ben, how about code of blank?
Code of honor.
Oh, we're looking for code of many colors.
Oh, man. That was my second.
So close.
Yeah.
So close. You want to try another one?
Yeah, let me try another
one. All right.
One.
Let's see. How about touch blank? Touch blank.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can say that in public.
Peters!
It might be what we're looking for, Ben. Touch blank.
Touch down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Touch screen we were looking for there. But thank you. All right, somebody else. Somebody else. Let's give somebody else a chance to win $100.
Let's see. Well, why don't we interrupt these people, Randy?
And by the way...
you guys want to play a game?
We did this for, I don't know, 14 years. Never had a winner. Never had a winner.
Right, Randy,
it was so weird.
Kid.
I mean, it was so... So fun. Who we got over there?
That's why Gabby didn't give you your
phone. This is David.
That's right.
Dave.
Dave. Okay, Dave. Dave's going to do it. This is going to be historic. All right, Dave. How about over the blank?
Over the rainbow?
Oh, my gosh. So close. Over the bridge we were looking for. So close. Okay, Dave. How about another one? Mind your blank.
Mind your manners.
Mind your own business. But I mean, very, very... Okay, let's do one more for Dave. How about blank hole? Blank hole.
Bung hole.
We look for asshole. Thank you, guys. Nice job. It's, I mean, Steve's amazing. We've never had a winner for that game.
I figured Jennifer would have won.
Hey, we're going to be
she
back.
She won me.
is that a win, Jennifer?
Hell
oh, okay, yeah, she said yeah, yeah.
I was more like the prize of the shoebox.
Hey, listen, when we come back, we got Tate Stevens. Tate Stevens,
yes.
Fantastic singer. He was the winner of the X Factor. He's got his name on a big water tower in Belton, Missouri. That he gets to drink out of anytime he wants. On the National Defense, huh? Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions.
so military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you'll find storage solutions made to fit your needs. Grab an HDX Tough Tilt to protect your tools. Or keep your sports equipment contained with reinforced SnapFit lids. Or stack up and make better use of your space with bins and totes built to last. Whatever your story, we've got the gear to keep it organized and protected at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Asif Manvi is with us. Man, this guy does it all. He's actor, comedian, author. He was a correspondent on The Daily Show from 2006 to 2017, and he's in the psychological drama Evil, which is on Paramount Plus, and which I just got into, and I can't stop watching. The final season of Evil airs on Thursdays on Paramount Plus, and he joins us here on the National Defense. Asif, how are you?
What?
Hey man, I just got into this this show. I am hooked. I am absolutely hooked. Talk about the premise for this a little bit. It revolves around three people of all different backgrounds, right?
Well, it's three assessors from the Catholic Church that go out to investigate paranormal activity, demonic possession, miracles, and we're basically sent out to investigate as to whether this stuff is, something that you can't explain, or is it something that is explainable? Is it scientific? Is it? And, we have Mike Coulter, who people I know, New Age, Netflix, he plays David Acosta, who's a priest of the Catholic Church. Christian Bouchard is played by Patrick Herbert. And she's a clinical psychologist, and then I put a character named Shakir, who is a scientist and a therapist, but he's basically there to debunk the stuff and figure out how it's all, it all makes sense. And we have to take our different backgrounds as we go out and investigate. I always think the show is sort of the X-Files Ghostbusters. And what I love about the show also is that people look at it and say, oh, it's a horror show. It's a horror procedural kind of show, but it's also very funny, absurd, and there's a lot of social commentary for the social satire. It's a smart show, which I think is rare in the horror genre. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I just think that, like, a lot of times the horror genre leans into the sort of gore, and we have plenty of scares, and we have demons, and we have all this kind of special effects and stuff, which is, really great. But we also, the stories are smart, and they're dealing with things that are actually going on in our world. And so I think it elevates the show a little bit.
Well, and the characters are so great and so well written. The first episode is like, it just grabs you. And the guy that's playing the serial killer is that guy. I never want to meet that guy. That guy's scary.
Well, yeah, he's scary. He's a real serial killer. No, I'm kidding.
I can believe it.
But he is. I watched that performance, and I was always like, that guy, he's so good. And, I'm doing him a disservice right now because I'm not remembering his name. But for anybody listening, you can Google him. And he's a tremendous actor. And he's great on the show, and you'll be hooked by his performance.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. We're talking to Asif Manvi here on the National Defense. Hey, and by the way,
don't make it. I just got off a red eye, so I'm my brain's still foggy, but that's my excuse.
No, it's one of those shows, and I know on this episode, trying to determine whether this guy is insane or possessed or neither. And everybody that's involved in this, the three characters, and you play the guy that's just trying to earn a paycheck. You don't believe in this stuff. And I mean, it's just so cool to I can't wait to see how everything kind of comes together, you know, during the season for this. And it also just started on Netflix, and which is in the top 10 streaming shows already. But man, you're such a busy.
Yeah, well, I was going to say we're in the top 10 streaming.
Yeah.
But we're off the top 10 streaming on Paramount as well. Like we are, and you know, there's four seasons, and as you keep watching, you'll realize that the assessors themselves start confronting their own demons, and they start, you know, Ben, who is a scientist, starts to come up against things that he can't explain, and Kristen has an extraordinary journey that I can't even, you won't even be able to predict.
Oh, wow.
So it's very, there's a lot of twists and turns and stuff. There's a lot of, you know, where you're going to, you'll you know, throw your popcorn in the air and just be like, what? You know?
Hey, how was your time on The Daily Show?
So, a lot of those moments.
How was your time on The Daily Show?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it was incredible. I was on there for close to 10 years, and I learned so much being on that show in terms of being, in terms of comedy, in terms of writing, in terms of being a performer. You know, it also launched me into the world where people didn't know who I was prior to The Daily Show. I was sort of that guy who they'd seen on Law and Order or in a movie or something. And then, you know, after The Daily Show, people knew my name for the first time, which, you know, if that ever happens for an actor,
right.
It's an extraordinary moment when people sort of know who you are. And, you know, but the irony is, like, people, because The Daily Show was such an incredible show and it was so much part of the zeitgeist and so much part of the culture that people thought of me as primarily a comedian when in actuality I'm more of an actor and have done a lot of dramatic stuff as well as comedy. So but it was you know, just getting to work with Jon Stewart and all those guys over there, one of the most seminal experiences of my life.
Well, and you know, Jon Stewart is a hero to our audience because we're mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And man, I'll tell you what, Jon Stewart, that guy is out front. He's out front and unapologetic in his support for veterans. And I got to believe, and we've had Jon on the program a couple of times, I got to believe that he does that with everything that he gets behind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's very passionate about the stuff, you know, and I've watched his stuff on, you know, in support of veterans, and it's really just, you know, it's more than a shame. It's just criminal the way that veterans are abandoned by our government, you know, after they've served and, you know, gone out there and been on active duty and all that, and then come back and suffer from various ailments or whatever, and the fact that we can't support those people is one of the great flaws of our democracy.
Truly. I mean, it's just criminal that these people have given everything they have, and they come back, and they shouldn't have to worry about anything. So just appreciate all those efforts. Man, it's so good to talk to you. This is going to be so fun. I'm on this evil ride now, and if you're wrapping up your evil ride, it's final season airs on Paramount Plus, and it's also on Netflix. Asif, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
As students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will transform into back-to-school hubs for Verizon Family Weekend, offering expert advice and practical solutions. Retail experts will demonstrate setting up devices like the Gizmo Watch for secure connections, optimizing connected tablets for learning, and using the Verizon Family app for screen time management and digital safety. Learn more at Verizon.com/family-tech.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2303.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are standing here. Man, this is just what an awesome, awesome gathering this is. Tony Miles is back with us, and Tony's the organizer of the Vietnam Wall That Heals, and we're out here in Buckner, Missouri, along with several thousand people, Tony.
It was a big turnout. I can't believe how many people came out for it, supported us, supported our vets, Randy. As we talked a few weeks ago, that's what it's about, man. We gotta love on these vets. We gotta honor these vets, and we've got to give our little ones education. And you and I are the little ones. We weren't there for Vietnam, but man, we got to educate people and really let them know how important this is.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to a few Vietnam vets since you and I talked, and everybody certainly has a different experience. They've got a different kind of outlook on how to respect and honor the Vietnam veterans. They all agree on one thing: they were treated like crap, and they never got their due, which is so
unfortunate at the time. I've got a buddy of mine, a Vietnam vet, and he knew about the wall and has never been to D.C. to see the wall and wasn't interested in coming today. And I would imagine that maybe there's some of that, too.
There's a lot of it. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to a few guys that wanted nothing to do with this. But, you know, whenever we can be friends and buddies and we can get together at 4 o'clock in the morning and hang out, nobody around, just talk about it, soften them up a little bit, and harden them up at the same time. This wall, the name of this wall is it. It's the wall that heals. And those guys, they're broken in a lot of ways. Yeah. And if we can help them, it's just that's what they need and that's what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, talk about what this does for the community, too. I mean, it's a perfect place to have this. Everybody's here for the same reason. And, I mean, just the monumental effort of getting this wall here. Remind me again how long this is.
This wall's 375 feet long with 58,281 names on it of guys that did not make it back from Vietnam alive.
That is incredible. And the fact that you were able to get them to bring it here to Buckner, Missouri, is also incredible. I mean, I just can't thank you enough and give you all the credit in the world for making this happen.
I appreciate that because it was a task to get it here, but we got it here. We have 250-plus volunteers making this happen. It takes a lot of people to make this happen, and it's crazy whenever we're out here. And we've got 70 and 75 guys helping put this wall up. They're going to be here tomorrow helping take it down. We've got the support. The community come together. They were more than happy to be here and be part of this.
Well, and it's like we talked about before. You know, there's a lot of division about a lot of things in the country right now. But I think we can all agree that we want to support the troops. That's an easy one, right?
You bet it is. We have to be there for them because they're there for us.
And have always been there. And less than 1% that serve. And the guys that went to Vietnam, a lot of them didn't have a choice. And the ones that didn't make it back never had a chance to be standing out here, right?
That's right, Randy. They didn't have a choice to come back and have any support. And those that did, they weren't treated right. And we're here to help that process.
And I got to say, too, about... I've been learning a lot about the women that were in Vietnam as nurses and as surgeons and the donut dollies and all these different ladies that also served that also didn't get the recognition that they deserve. But, I mean, there were just so many parts to that, you know, that were honorable. And this is just such a great way to honor all of them. And the procession, I've seen the procession all around town, through Blue Springs, I mean, everywhere. People go, what's going on? What's happening here? And that was something to see, man. I mean, a lot of great news coverage, and people standing on the sidewalks and waving flags. And so, I mean, that's just bringing people together.
It does. We had over 240 units in that parade.
Wow.
160-some motorcycles. The rest was hot rods, cars, motorhomes, police. I mean, everything. People were everywhere, and people come out to see it. You're right. They were there. They were there supporting it and waving us on.
Well, Tony, thanks again, man. It's great to see this. Great to see the community outreach for this. And this is something that is going to be a part of Buckner history forever.
It is. It put us on the map, Randy.
Yeah.
No, it was a good thing, a great thing. And our community did come out to make it happen, and it was a great success.
So cool. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress
progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stack up on storage solutions that fit your needs. Like heavy-duty shelving, strong enough to hold up to 2,500 pounds per shelf. So it can handle all your lawn and garden tools, your power tools, or your weight set, if that's what you're into. Because the right storage should work for whatever your day throws at it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, I'm glad I get to talk to you because I can thank the Navy publicly for giving me my career. I was in the Navy, and I was stationed aboard a carrier, which has now been decommissioned, the USS John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
They built a new one, but this was the old one. This was CVA 67, which was the last conventionally powered attack aircraft carrier. And on that ship, I worked in the Public Affairs Department. And within the Public Affairs Department, they allowed me to operate the shipboard radio and television system.
Wow.
So I did a DJ show. I did television. I did the news. I showed 16-millimeter kinescopes of bad movies to the sailors. And I literally for 3.5 years, I did two 9-month med cruises. I went to the Mediterranean. This is during the Vietnam War.
Sure.
And I was so lucky. I went to the Mediterranean, saw those beautiful places. But I thank the Navy for introducing me to my career. Because when I started doing these broadcasting jobs on the ship, I was so bad. But the beautiful thing about the Navy is it didn't matter how bad you were, you would never get fired. That was your billet. And so they allowed me to stink for 3.5 years, and it was a gift. And then I get out of the Navy, and I was in radio for 15 years, and then I did TV, weather, and comedy. And I had no direction when I went in the Navy. It literally saved my life in several ways.
Yeah, that's the most secure broadcasting job
without question
in the world, for sure. Well, thank you for your service, Fritz. It is so funny because you were heard on the Armed Forces Radio Network. We're also heard on Armed Forces Radio every week, and it's just an honor. I did not serve, but I look at this as my service because we dedicate this show to all the active duty military veterans.
Oh no, you are provided. You know, you're their connection with home, the culture at home.
Well,
and it makes them feel like they're not disconnected from their families and from their country.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing this show now for, oh gosh, a dozen years. And
thank you for your service.
Well, we're on about 300 radio stations around the country, and then Armed Forces Radio Network. And the one that we're totally non-political. And the one thing I tell every guest that we have on the program is that, you know what? I don't care what your politics are. We can all agree on one thing, that we will support the troops. That's an easy one, right?
1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's kind of the philosophy I use in my comedy. People, I do observational humor. My latest show is called Unassisted Living.
You're
which
funny,
is about
man.
Being old.
Oh, you're funny.
But I don't do any politics because I feel like it's never been more important on our planet than it is right now to be non-political. People,
yep,
just with the darkness in the world, they just want to be lifted out of their heads and make them laugh and escape their problems for 1 hour.
Yep.
And you don't do that by being political. So I'm very happy to say I'm not political.
We're talking to Fritz Coleman here on National Defense. And before you were a celebrated weatherman in Los Angeles, you were Jay Fredericks at WKBW Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
The home of the legendary Danny Nevereth as well. And
one of the nicest men in broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh. What a great guy. And just absolutely deserving of everything that happened. And what shift did you do, Fritz? I couldn't find that out.
At WKBW, I did. That wasn't the first station I worked at in Buffalo. I worked at WBEN, which was what they label in those days adult contemporary. And it was like I had to take sedatives to go on the air because I was a little too enthusiastic.
Too jumpy.
I was too happy. And I got hired to go to WKDW, which, as you know, was a 50,000 watt clear channel station. It was
flame thrower. Right.
Unbelievable. And I did Afternoon Dry. I called myself Fredericks of Hollywood, and I did Afternoon Drive, and it was a spectacular experience. And at night, when the signal was general, I mean, we would get calls from Bermuda for requests.
Oh, wow.
Florida, and it was a blast. I had so much fun.
That is so great. And, you know, so you've really kind of been, you know, your entire career, you've just been making it up. And that's what...
Exactly. That is the perfect way to describe it.
That's how I live my life, and I admire that, because especially in radio and then going to TV weather, you know, people might not understand, or they may understand, but you're the only part of that newscast that is totally unscripted, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I have an interesting origin story. I was hired to do the weather at NBC Los Angeles by being a comedian. I was a staff performer at the Comedy Store.
Really?
And the news director and his wife were in the audience one night, and I talked about doing Armed Forces Radio and TV, and I had to do weather on television, but I didn't know anything about it, but the Navy didn't care that I didn't know anything about it. Just make it up. I finished the show at the Comedy Store. I introduced myself to this guy, and he said, "This is a very odd question. Do you have any desire to come to Channel 4 in Los Angeles and do some vacation relief weather for me? I need a guy to help me on weekends and to fill in for vacations." And I said, "Well, you did hear me say that I don't know anything about weather on stage." And he said, "Perfect. There's no weather in California. This will work out great." So I auditioned. I did weekends for a couple of years, and then I got bumped up to the main position, and I retired 2 weeks shy of my 40th anniversary.
Wow.
I might be the luckiest person in show business.
Wow.
So that's how I got my start.
That's incredible. And I know a little bit about the market there, because I had a good friend of mine. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, where Johnny Mountain did the weather there.
Johnny was a great friend, and then he retired, and I think he's back down there. I think his wife had a farm or something. Didn't he move back down there?
Yeah, I think he did.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Of personality television.
Yes, absolutely.
He was a great, you know, he had just a hint of Southern charm, and he was a great guy. And one of his co-workers, Dallas Raines, which is his honest to God real name, is still the weatherman there. And, you know, that was a different era. I was hired because it was a little more personality driven newscast.
Right.
Now it's, and there were only three television stations, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Now there are like five stations on the air broadcasting news all day long, and it's much more competitive, so it's a little more serious.
Yeah.
But back when we were on the air, we had a blast. We had so much fun.
You know, and you're exactly right, Fritz. I mean, that was all personality. That was before the days where every day was a weather alert day, make sure the pets don't, everything's going to collapse. They're going to be
down your porch furniture.
Strap down your, incredible. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. You know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri. And so every day there's some, you know, it's hot. It's August. But if it gets above 90, watch yourself. Don't go outdoors. I mean, it's just.
I know. Well, I'll tell you quite seriously, since the advent of climate change, whatever the reason for this odd change in the atmospheric conditions, they've gotten really serious about weather. And now you'll notice that they hire weather people that have the AMS seal, that's
yes.
on the bottom right-hand side. And so, you know, a comedian would never be hired to do the weather anymore. Now it's all hands on deck because weather has gotten much more serious, and you have to have some real credibility. I had no credibility. I was just a friendly face on the news. I always said, I describe my job as being the palate cleanser between the tragedy and the sports. That was my whole job.
We're talking to Fritz Colvin here in the National Defense, and his monthly show at the El Portal Theater is always sold out. And it gives you such an advantage, I would imagine, because you do have that name recognition and the face recognition.
Oh, exactly. I'm
I'm so happy. This, it's called the El Portal. It's an odd pronunciation.
But oh, I'm sorry.
This is, no. You would have, no, anybody would pronounce it that way. But what I love about this theater is it's an iconic old theater in North Hollywood that started as a vaudeville house.
Ah.
And places like Bob Hope and Red Buttons performed there vaudeville. Then it became a movie palace where people like Debbie Reynolds, who was born and raised in Burbank, used to ride her bike at 10 years old down there to watch movies. And now I get to do my show in there. So I just love it. It's rich with history in this theater. So I love it.
The El Portal.
There it is. I know it's odd. Everybody does the same.
Now, Fritz, who were your influences in comedy when you were coming up? Who did you like?
Well, I would say that the person that made me want to try it, even though I never thought I could, was George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a junior in high school, my uncle gave me tickets to see him at an outdoor venue in Pennsylvania. I was born and raised outside Philadelphia. And now I love comedy, and I was used to seeing, you know, comics on the Ed Sullivan Show or Johnny Carson where they do five-minute sets.
Right.
But I never saw a comedian do a full hour and a half. And I went to see George Carlin, and his gift was being able to say all this stuff like he'd never said it before.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's not an exaggeration to say it was like a religious experience for me. I mean, I thought it was the greatest amount of power somebody could have over an audience next to a TV evangelist. I mean, this guy had the audience in the palm of his hand for 90 minutes, and I thought I was slain. I didn't even sleep that night. It was such an amazing experience. So I loved him. He was a great wordsmith.
Yes.
He was intelligent. He was a great observer of mankind, and I just loved him. I also love Robert Klein a lot. Robert Klein was a great
comedian. Yeah, I love Robert Klein. I love David Brenner. I saw David Brenner in Pittsburgh.
All those guys,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and I did see Carlin. I saw Carlin once, about 15 years ago here in Kansas City, and I got to tell you a funny story. So, I mean, yeah, a great craftsman of comedy, certainly, but was also extremely serious about his trade. And just to kind of underscore that, in the middle of the show, somebody thought it would be really funny. It wasn't me. Somebody thought it would be really funny to throw a giant condom up on stage. So they threw a giant condom on stage, and I guess everybody thought Carlin would just pick it up and make a joke out of it. Carlin was so pissed. He threw it off the stage, and he said, "Listen," and he just completely broke character and said, This is my work. This is what I do. I do this. I have certain moments in the show. And he said, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, I'll just end the show right now. And man, I mean, the entire theater just went silent.
It was all about timing and atmosphere. I God bless him, man. I respect that.
I do too.
He would probably have a tough time now because more and more people are finding it interesting to interrupt concerts and throw stuff on the stage.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy time right now.
It's stupid.
They don't do it to me because my audience is so old they can't get the wind up to throw stuff at the stage. But
they don't have the arm for it.
No, they'll be out of breath. But he was, I know friends that knew him. He would write for hours every day. He was, as you say, devoted to his craft. Nobody was more intense about that.
Fritz, I love what you say about the show. The show starts early because I'm trying to be sensitive to the needs of my particular demographic, old people and their parents.
That's why my show starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I love it.
My people want to be home by dark.
I wish more shows started earlier like that. I'm getting ready to turn 65 this year, and I spend a large part of every day trying not to drop anything. So I mean,
good for you. You got to come and see my show, my friend.
I know I'm going to. Our daughter lives.
If you come out to the West Coast, you'll be my front row guest.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to do that. Our daughter lives in Los Angeles, and
is that right? What is she doing out here?
She's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're expecting our first grandchild in November, which is very exciting. So, yeah.
You have my information.
Yes.
Come and see me, and I'll treat you to a show.
Oh, man. That would be fantastic for us.
I look forward to meeting you.
Hey, listen, me too. It's a great show. And you also have a special guest, Wendy Liebman, who was so funny. She's so funny.
Yeah, she's hysterical.
Yeah.
She had her own Showtime special called I'm Taller on TV. And she opened for Ray Charles. She opens for Bill Maher. Bill Maher flies her to Hawaii to do New Year's Eve every year. She's so good. And you know, 50% of comedy is people enjoying you as a person.
Yep.
And she is the warmest, loveliest. She's got this big smile, but she is flat out hysterical. So we have a great time together.
I cannot wait to see the show. Fritz, thank you so much for the time, man. I really enjoyed talking to you.
No, thank you for letting me talk to your many thousands of listeners, and congratulations. So I'm doing a good service for people.
Thank you so much. Hey, we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil, peace, companionship, and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Have you been a victim of affinity fraud?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Although someone could look like you, talk like you, relate to you, don't be convinced you can trust them with money. Whether it's your church parish, a union, don't be a victim of a scam.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.